From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your Transformers News Update for Thursday, August 27th, 2020. The long-rumored Earthrise Ratchet, subject to all kinds of conflicting information and rumors and leaks from people quoting inside sources, has finally been officially revealed. Ratchet will be in a two-pack with Lifeline, the Paradron Medic, coming exclusively from Amazon in the US this winter. The toys are part of a new Galactic Odyssey collection, which seems to be a short series of probably retailer exclusives like this one. The idea is that the sets will chronicle the journey of the Ark through space as it makes stops at several planets along the way. The first stop is Paradron, and the product copy describes Ratchet meeting Lifeline while searching for Energon to resupply the Ark. Later sets will probably have similar story blurbs for their defined scenarios. Paradron is the first of five stops, the others including Biosphera, Batropolis, Dominus, and Micron. We can probably assume that each set will be one regular character from the Ark, and someone themed according to the visited planet. Biosphera, for instance, would have someone meeting a Beast Form character. As for the toys themselves, they don't offer any surprises beyond what you'd probably already be expecting. Ratchet is a redeco of the Earthrise version of Ironhide, featuring a new robot head, but with no other evident remolding. Lifeline seems to be just a direct redeco of RC with no changes at all. Neither comes with new accessories, but Ratchet does have a light bar added to the rooftopper for the van mode. The set is expected to be released in the US on December 1st. As of the time of recording, the set was not yet available to international customers. Ratchet's reveal today also tells us something else. We have no idea what the final two Transformers Tuesday Generation Selects reveals are. We had assumed from the start that Ratchet would be one of them, since it had long ago been related to us as a Selects product. After G2 Megatron got revealed separately, Ratchet was the last rumored or leaked Selects name we had to anticipate for these reveals, but now we have two Tuesdays remaining and no foreknowledge of what the reveals might be. Combine that with four more of these Odyssey sets, whose contents we also have no point of reference for, and even if it's just for a short time, it seems like we've genuinely got some surprises to look forward to in the coming weeks and months. Exciting! Until someone comes along and spoils them all for us, anyway. But let's hold this feeling for as long as we can until then. The RFC News Desk and other RFC News content is made possible by your support on Patreon. Become a patron today at patreon.com/tfradio, and you can help us keep making content like this while getting access to exclusive patron content and other benefits. You can also buy RFC merchandise like shirts, mugs, masks, mouse pads, and probably more, all featuring great original designs. Check out our shop at tfradio.net/shirt. Or help us out just by doing your regular Amazon shopping, like buying the stew pack. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon and then just shop like you normally would. You don't pay anything extra, but we get a tiny, tiny bit of referral bonus for almost everything you buy. For more News Desk content, go to tfradio.net/news. You can find all of our shows, including our decades-long archive at tfradio.net. Radio Free Cybertron records every Wednesday night, and you can watch it at tfradio.net/live. Visit our Discord server to interact with us during the live show, or just hang out and chat during the rest of the week. You can find that at tfradio.net/discord. I'm Chris, and this has been your Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.